Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a very special Sunday evening version or type of broadcast. They're always informative, they're always important. But tonight, we're going to have several special guests in studio in the third and fourth hour. Ollie Alexander, Eddie Bravo, Harrison Smith will also be co-hosting. That is coming up tonight. But the planet's really aligned with political crossover in the populist free speech sphere. On Saturday, I was interviewed by Steve Bannon, who is very, very gracious, and I think did a great job, wrote a lot of really important points, basically a full endorsement of InfoWars and some pretty amazing statements. We're going to be airing a large part of that hour-long interview in this hour. And then in the second hour, it was on Rockfin at the Alex's War premiere with Glenn Greenwald, Alex Moyer, and myself. That's a streaming service. We're going to play about half the interview. You'll find the rest at Rockfin. Coming up in the second hour today, and that's Glenn Greenwald interviewing me, and it was pretty powerful. And we're also on the eve of this kangaroo court trial of one of three that starts in Austin tomorrow. The Democratic Party and their anti-gun movement using the Sandy Hook folks as their foil and their admitted plan to try to bankrupt us and silence us and take us off the air and then use that model to vet everybody else's speech. We're on the eve of that unfolding. And just to be there and to be talking about the attack on free speech, not just here but worldwide, and then to see the deep state's activities against me, it doesn't make me mad that they're doing this to me. I know it's designed for everybody else, and they admit it is. And just to see the media and the judges and the system working in concert to say, you can't talk about the First Amendment, you're already guilty when we have this trial, you can't say you're innocent. Well, I mean, a guy found with dead bodies can say he's innocent. You will not tell the jury you're innocent. This is an order. You will not mention the First Amendment. You won't tell them you're bankrupt. You won't tell them any of this, so they don't know anything. They're just told, he's guilty, now we're going to tell you how guilty he is. That is beyond even like North Korea. That's beyond Venezuela. I mean, this is just ridiculous. If they bother to have a trial in Venezuela or North Korea, then they at least put on some show. Usually they just take you out back and shoot you in the back of the head. But that's where all this is going. And this is the stuff that happened early on in Nazi Germany. Deplatforming, debanking people, corporations ganging up and taking folks out of the market. Then you're put in ghettos. Then you don't get trials, or you don't get fair trials. Then you don't get trials. I mean, this is real bona fide tyranny. The stuff you read about in history books, you just get angry hearing about corrupt government like this. And then you see it, and it's weird, laughing, smiling leftist, almost all of them women. It's like, oh, they're women, so they get to violate everybody's rights. It's cute and fun. Oh, you're a convicted pedophile, but you dress up like a woman, so you can come into the public school and have five-year-olds sit in your lap. I mean, just unbelievable to have a bird's-eye view, a 35,000-foot view, but also a point-blank range view of this. It's insane. We also have massive new lockdown news, massive carbon tax news, huge developments we'll be hitting as well. We'll kind of do a news blitz when we come back. We'll get into the Big Bannon interview. And separately, got a lot of new products. Our products that have been sold out back at InfoWarsStore.com. We need money now more than ever just to stay on air. So thank you for your support. We have the great natural fat burner now in Diet Force that's so healthy for your body and turns up not just your overall metabolic rate, but also very good for your immune system. It's 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, it's back in stock, 25% off. We have the toothpaste Trifecta for 50% off, and tomorrow, Vitamin Mineral Fusion will be back in the store. It's already at the warehouse. It came in Friday. but it goes on sale tomorrow, discounted. The all-time bestseller, Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back, and it couldn't have come in at a better time. We need the money right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A decade ago, folks laughed, self-driving robot cars about to hit Nevada highways. They passed the law. Soon there won't be any truck drivers anymore. There won't be any checkout lanes anymore. Why the future doesn't need us. And then the technocrats, they're designing the infrastructure. They're designing the system. They're designing all of it not to empower humanity and build up humanity. The vaccines, the GMO, reduce fertility, dumb you down. They frame the whole thing. That is a foregone conclusion that your brain will be transplanted in a machine and copies of it will be distributed out and death will be conquered. They want a transhumanist new dark age for the rest of us, turning off our resources in a post-industrial world while in high-tech reservations, the new class system, they have the advanced tech, which people beg for like a slave-made iPad, like a slave-created iPad. Made at slave factories with suicide nets, then they give it to the so-called upper class, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system by our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. The ultimate racism, the ultimate anti-human globalist eugenics movement that says humanity's failed and over and that machines are going to override us and the elite are going to merge with silicon, and that to do that they must first shed themselves of us, the cancer. The priest at Google, the priest at Apple, the priest at IBM, the priest at Microsoft. That is their religion. I declare this July 4th, 2022, to be a declaration of independence against the alien force on this planet today, waging war against humans and our biology and our very future, that is attempting to exterminate the majority of us and force the minority that's left to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan.
Okay, we're going to have the great Alex Jones on here momentarily, but we want to take a little different cut on this. There's a huge film coming out. It's going to premiere tonight in Austin, Texas. We actually have part of the team down there to be at the premiere. And then this film's going to be, I think, available on the 29th to watch. It's called Alex's War. But there's also, as importantly, I think for many reasons, maybe even more importantly, there's a major new book coming out by the guys over at Skyhorse, Tony Lyons and team, by Alex Jones, called The Great Reset and the War for the World, which is an incredible document. The reason I want to bring in Joe Allen, we're doing a short tribute to Alex Jones, because here's the thing. People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. He's one of the really the leaders in describing what transhumanism is, its dangers, and what's happening on this. And we just did a short mashup. We could have done a whole hour of things. Joe Allen, you're our editor in charge of this. I know you're now working on a couple of projects for us. That's why you're not on the show as frequently as you're not your daily hits anymore. We're going to get you back more ingrained, and we understand you got a huge project you're working on for us. Tell me about Alex Jones in transhumanism and how he was a prophet about this, sir.
Well, yes, Steve, you know, as we've discussed before, Alex Jones was raising the alarm on transhumanism long before anybody was paying attention or would touch it. I mean, yeah, he has a reputation for throwing wild haymakers, but when those haymakers connect, they definitely crack skulls. And I think that people like him, whose antennas are out, who are very sensitive to danger, when he starts screaming about something, I think you should really stop and pay attention. I mean, there really aren't many topics more terrifying than transhumanism. Most people try to ignore it mainly because of its utter horror. You're talking about merging human beings with machines. You're talking about genetic engineering and human-monkey chimeras, brain enhancement chemicals and robots and brain implants and superhuman artificial intelligence. And I would say that Alex Jones, especially in regard to Ray Kurzweil, has been pointing out all of those things as they develop. So we may differ on the theory of the case, but he has presented tons of valid evidence and facts that I think have been really, really important to raising consciousness to what the sort of technocratic global elite really want to do. Again,
if you go
it
back,
doesn't matter.
If you go back and look at the signal coming show and not the noise, if you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, let's go to the super high elite of reporting, and you compare what they've put out over the last decade or so about this topic, which I keep saying, and the reason we got Joe Allen on here full time, is probably at the end of the day the most important part. And this is with the brilliance of his new book, The Great Reset. Alex Jones cuts to the heart of the matter. If you compare the finest, and I'm telling you, you take MIT Technology Review, you take Science, take all these magazines and journals, add the electronic part of it, and you know, NPR, PBS, all of it. I'll match up, and we'll go through, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. Maybe all the pieces didn't fit together. The other stuff is just standard stock and leaves you with nothing. This is the importance. This is true signal, not noise. Yep.
Last year we called NPR the whores of the techno-apocalypse, and I think that still stands, and it definitely stands for The Guardian, who are basically promoting it and, you know, kind of soft-peddling the implications of it. CNN, anytime they touch anything like this, they just make it sound like cool new technology that you should look forward to. Yeah, Alex Jones is saying pay attention and be afraid.
Yeah.
And I think that he's done a tremendous service in that regard.
I want you to hang on. Let me play the cold open now. I want to play the trailer for this film. It's insane. It's insanely good. Let's play the cold and then we'll bring in Alex.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is true. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
And he's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair looking?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Hit it, Alex.
Death to the New World Order!
With that attack on humanity that I saw early on, that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that,
there's no one back.
Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works. And everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media loves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They had the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together. USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay, even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put him in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger.
I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next. All right, folks.
Okay, the film is Alex Ward, premieres tonight in Austin, Texas.
So, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back with the rest of this great interview with Steve Bannon. I really appreciate him having me on. He says he's going to come on my show soon. He was, of course, just recently falsely convicted of not testifying to Congress because he had the presidential discretion not to do that. The separation of powers. So that is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alex, thank you very much for joining us. Tell us about this movie. A great filmmaker made this. You're interviewed for it, but other than that, it's their film, correct?
It is. I mean, I've turned down a lot of other documentary offers because it's the establishment. They always lie. But I'd seen some of her films, and knew that it was independent, and it shows me in a bad light and a good light because, I mean, I'm a real person just like you. But it's hard to come on here, Steve, because I've admired you. I knew you were the brain behind a lot of what Trump was able to do, and you've had the most courage of anybody out there standing up to this January 6th fraud and really bringing America back. So it's hard to come on your show and then talk about myself here. It's surreal with what you did, not backing down to the committee, and them and their kangaroo court and how they wouldn't let you cross-examine people. I'm facing three rigged lawsuits run by Democrats, same ones in Travis County that indicted Rick Perry and Tom DeLay. That I'm not allowed to say I'm innocent at my trial next week that starts. They put an order out. You cannot say you're innocent. You cannot say it's rigged. And you can, I mean, it's insane. If I'm supposed to sit there and not talk and not say I'm innocent, this is the end of America. So if they can destroy Steve Bannon and Alex Jones, they can destroy you. So I'm just honored. And I'm not gushing here just to gush. I mean, I don't gush. I'm gushing because literally we are in the arena. And you and I, and you at a greater level, I got to say, they are so scared of you. And so I admire your work. And I have, you know, really, really pushed people that have, you know, attacked you and stuff to not, because they're wrong. And when they do, they're buying into the globalist propaganda. So I am really, this is a big bucket list being on your show. And I'm so proud of the fact that it's exploded and everybody talks about it. I'm at the grocery store. I'm at church. Everywhere. Almost every day, people go, man, I really love your show. And I love Steve Bannon. Did you see this? Did you see that? And I don't get, like, envious. I feel good when I go to sleep at night. Like, if they put me in prison or kill me next week, at least Steve Bannon's out there and this team you put together.
But the reason I want to have you on is the film. Look, the film's a powerhouse film. And I don't think – you're a unique –
But let's talk about Steve Bannon. Okay. We'll talk about
No.
I've never gotten to talk to you.
No, yeah. But but here's why I think it's so important, because your trial's coming up. And, look, you're a fighter, and they're obviously trying to take you down. The point I don't think people get about you, we do at the War Room, and I personally do because I followed you for years, is that you're not just a man of action. The guy that they see on that show every night, the guy they see at the bullhorn, the guy that's taking leadership and saying, hey, you know, I'm like in the first tank and we'll drive this. As much and as important as that leadership is, the true thing that you've done, which is stunning, if you look at the evidence of that and the facts, you are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This guy has summarized. He's pulled together. And this new, the film is powerful. But the film is going to show Alex Jones in all his glory, the good and the bad, and you make your decision. But you see Alex Jones, the brawler. Alex Jones, the intellectual brawler. But this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, I'm telling you, everybody in America, the people that hate Alex Jones the most have to read this book. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff. It's amazing. So, look, I appreciate the kind words. And, look, you know, we're both in this, and there's no back down. You know, Tucker, I was on Tucker last night. Trump, you, me, others. We're not going to back down an inch. We can't. The Republic, this is a fourth turning. The Republic is in play right now. We're either going to win or we're going to lose. It's very simple, right?
And because, Steve, well, let's explain this to viewers. If we back down, it's like dying. It's like committing suicide to back down. We're not looking for trouble, but we just can't back down. We need America to understand that you'd be with us together. Exactly. We're not backing down. We can't do it.
No, absolutely. I tell you what, I'm going to take a short break here. I'm going to get Alex. I want to talk about this book if we can get it up. Alex, what is the, can we get the cover of the book up? Real quickly, when is this book, I know people can order it now. When does the book actually come out? Because this is something that people need to read immediately, and we need to break it down, et cetera. So when can people get this book, The Great Reset in the War for the World?
I was making changes to it up to a month ago. The book is done. Today I am writing, because I'm 2 weeks behind, they're going to print it next week, the acknowledgement. It's kind of hard to write the acknowledgement because I want to thank so many people. So after this show, I'm going to write the acknowledgement. It's going to go to print Monday, and it's going to be out in the middle of August. So it's going to print next week, so people can start.
Let's take a short commercial break. We're going to get the way everybody orders it. Alex Jones. There's a massive film premiering tonight in Austin, Texas, Alex's War. You're not going to want to miss that. Then he's got a major new book coming out in mid-August. You can start to pre-order The Great Reset in the War for the World. And this is as heavy as it gets. Alex Jones is our guest. You're in the war room. We'll take a short commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
War Room, Pandemic, with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, people that have watched this show know me over the years. You know, the Financial Times, The Economist, we go through. That's what we play every day. We start with MSNBC and CNN clips. We're not playing conservative right-wing news. So I'm a huge believer in information and in collecting information. And I watch the InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist, right? I got to tell you, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is the left and the mainstream media are going to have to sit there, and we've got to force them to respond to this book. This book is that important. And, Alex, I appreciate it. And I don't understand. As busy as you are doing as many hours a day and all the other things you do are getting out there and leading from the front tank and going to rallies and doing all that, I don't honestly understand humanly how you pulled this together. I want you to make the case that you make in this book, The Great Reset, because you take three authors, essentially, and you tie together these three books to make the case of showing data and evidence through their words. You take Klaus Schwab in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You take the CEO of Nadella, the CEO that followed Gates and those guys at, and Gates is a guy who has CEO at Microsoft, hit reset. And then you take Yuval Noah Harari, Homo Deus, and his other books, and you make the case of what the not just the New World Order is, but using this Great Reset to really take up their whole idea of control and authoritarianism. And combine it really with state capitalism. So I want you to make the case here in The Great Reset. What is this Great Reset, and why are we at a war for the world right now, sir?
The establishment is a lot of different power groups, as you know, but science is always the cutting edge. And they know there's a revolution of science, and so they want to control that science. They want to be the people that direct that science. And if they don't bring in a worldwide authoritarian system, they know there'll be competition to them, and they're basically afraid. All right, folks, this is a good part of the interview right now. Amazing to be on with Steve Bannon. He has a giant show and a lot of courage, and is now about to be a political prisoner, like so many of us as we go into this dark night of tyranny. But the enemy is lashing out because they know humanity is waking up. It's the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. Stay with us. Greenwald coming up as well.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one for another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sunday, July 24th, worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, a special four-hour live transmission tonight. Glenn Greenwald interviewed me at length yesterday at the film premiere for the documentary Alex's War. That's a very fair film. It's a critical film. It's, I would say, a very accurate snapshot representation of what we do and what we stand for. It made me proud of my work in many areas and not so proud in other areas. And I, you know, talked about that because life is a work in progress with Glenn. And so we're going to be airing large excerpts of that interview in the second hour. Then Eddie Bravo taped with us yesterday in studio before the premiere. We're going to be airing that coming up, and also Harrison Smith and so much more. The full Steve Bannon interview that we won't have time to air all of, we'll air about 60% of it, is obviously on his site on Rumble, and we posted it to Infowars.com if you'd like to go watch it without the interruptions and things. But let me just throw this out there real quick, because you know Steve's better than I am at plugging books, because he's written a lot more books than I have. This really is an important book, and if you think the video clips on the show and the documents are powerful, this is a thick book, but a fast read, but also a deep read, because it's got all the proof of the nightmare world government, dehumanization, transhumanist plan, depopulation plan, and it's all in one book. There's a lot of great reset books out there that are excellent, including those written by the globalists themselves. They're evil, but they're excellent at telling you what they're going to do to you. This book, now available at Amazon.com, is the best overall work out there today. I'm sure stuff will come out that's even more important in the future because people have more information, but this is really a total conviction of these criminals. It's not for sale yet on InfoWarsStore.com because we were greenlit to sell it last week, and we just never put it up for sale. That's how we roll. Not mad at anybody. It's just how ragtag we are and, you know, what's going on around here. But by tomorrow, it will be up for pre-sale, and it starts shipping on August 15th at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But right now, it is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and places like that. And it's important to get it from Amazon, because if it pushes up to the number one political book or even number one book, period, that makes everybody else start buying it, causes a big political firestorm, and then the message really gets out there. So I don't normally say go to Amazon to get stuff, but in the case of The Great Reset, you get a really good deal on it, and we want to send it to number one. So go to Amazon.com, get The Great Reset and The War for the World by yours truly, Alex Jones, there. And if you want to support us, you can start buying some copies on Monday. Hopefully it'll be up at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get signed copies there as well. So, again, The Great Reset and The War for the World. We're going to go out to break in 7 minutes with more of the Bannon clip, and then we're going to come back without my introduction in the last segment of this hour as well. And then the Glenn Greenwald on-stage interview last night that was really powerful. Folks are saying that they thought it was very informative. That is coming up in the second hour tonight. So here is more of the Steve Bannon War Room, Alex Jones interview. The establishment is a lot of different power groups, as you know, but science is always the cutting edge, and they know there's a revolution of science, and so they want to control that science. They want to be the people that direct that science. And if they don't bring in a worldwide authoritarian system, they know there'll be competition to them, and they're basically afraid of these massive technological developments that are about to happen. Contrary to limits to growth and things that MIT put out in the 60s claiming society would collapse, we'll actually expand infinitely with our technology if we have a culture, if we're moral, and that we don't destroy each other. And so they have decided to trigger a controlled collapse, and then bring in a new dark age to control the general public, where they will be in their Elysium fields, to use the Greek analogy, where they're these demigods, and then if they even keep us around, it's like you let some ants live in your backyard, you have a potted plant, as Ray Kurzweil has said. And so really, it was easy to write this book. The problem was condensing it down, because they tell us what they're doing. We're going to be gods. Ray Kurzweil says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a god. He's going to resurrect his father. But he needs all of us to get in line behind his AI so he can be God over us. And so it's basically a destruction of free will. And so you look at Harari and you look at all these people that are in the book. They say, we're going to be gods. We're about to be gods. But we've got to get everybody in line to do what we say before we can become those gods. And it's just quote after quote after quote of just the most insane stuff. And if your neighbor said it, you know, you'd lock your door and be scared of them. But they're up there at the Davos Group, and they're writing books, and they're making these statements saying, resistance is futile. We're going to take your body over. The future is not human. Looking forward to the end of humanity. But these are Wall Street Journal headlines. These are New York Times headlines. And it's these people, these self-appointed high priests, that are just saying, we are in control of your destiny. Oh, but it's going to be wonderful and you're going to be empowered, but we're going to control everything you do. So it's a authoritarian a delusion of grandeur. But because humans are so amazing and we are made by God, we've created such great technology, they're just declaring themselves the aficionados of humans and that they're in charge of our development and where we're going. And so it's literally a hijacking. The old global elites couldn't beat the Renaissance and innovation 550 years ago, the Gutenberg press. And so it's been them trying to maintain and control technology because it threatens them. And so now they're going to try to use technology to superimpose their will over us. But just like the internet backfired on them, it's going to backfire on them again. So again, it's a bunch of mad scientists, self-appointed control freaks who have set themselves up as the new priest class, who are self-anointed and are telling us that we have to get in line with the utopia they're building. But when we see the Great Reset and the cutting off of energy and the so-called Great Transition that we're in, there is no new technology coming in. They're blocking that. And so really they're just imploding things under the Cloud and Piven model so that they can get that control over us.
Walk me through Klaus Schwab. How did you've been at this now for 20 or 30 years. You've been focused on this, what you call the New World Order. Tell us about it. How does a guy like Klaus Schwab come up and take this conference started in Davos and let this be kind of the governing or the governor mechanism of all this? How did he pull this off? Because you start off by his Fourth Industrial Revolution. Tell us about Schwab. How did he pull it off in Davos? And what's important about his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution?
Wow, that's huge. Klaus Schwab and his family go back, being technocrats, going back into World War II on the bad guy side. And he was a protege of Henry Kissinger and that whole OSS-CIA Atlantic Alliance. And so the Bilderberg Group set up in Oosterbeek, Holland in 1954 was an alliance of the old European elite and the Anglo-American establishment, the British Empire and the U.S., and was a consortium meeting on time to create consensus within the elites. And then once they had that by the 70s, and the Trilateral Commission was set up by David Rockefeller and Jimmy Carter, once they kind of had that order set up, then they said, okay, we've got to take this Royal Roundtable International Organization, Royal Institute of International Affairs is the British model of it, CFR is the U.S. model. We've got to now take that to the state and to the county and to the city and to the ecumenical and the educational systems and really put that program in. And as Klaus Schwab says, we penetrate the cabinets, we control half the governments, you will eat the bugs. And so he is really the press secretary of this, and they then use the, quote, World Economic Forum with massive money and private jets and all the things that come with that, the big dinners and the other things that you get when you go, the sex operatives, all of it. And they just roped in all the best talent and all the best people from every level, media, academia, business, government, and just brought them all in since the 80s, really, at a fast pace, until they have their mafia or their cult of corporate power, really fascism, the merger of government and corporations over the public.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, One of the best-selling natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there. We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
As the operating system for the general masses, just like China is communist, but it's really rich oligarchs. And, you know, Obama, before he left office, gave speeches in South America saying, listen, we need a mix of communism and capitalism. Like, one country's communist, the other is capitalist, but those are the feudal slaves under communism. And then you have the, quote, capitalist system extracting it, but it's not really capitalist. It's a fascist, crony capitalist, authoritarian system over it. And so Klaus Schwab is the mouthpiece of these organizations and groups, and they create the press releases, the operational memorandums that then get sent out to Australia and New Zealand and Germany and France and the U.S. and Canada and, you know, over 100 countries who all now, the politicians speak in one unified voice. Why we've seen those composite videos where one person says, build back better, great reset, transition, and then it's another one, and all of a sudden there's 100 screens and 100 languages all saying, we're doing this. And then when we go, hey, we don't want our energy cut off, you don't even have a replacement. They go, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Or oh, Putin did that. That's why your gas prices are up at the local gas station. But then out of the other side of their mouth, they say, no, no, this is good. You need pain, Buttigieg has said, and Granholm and all of them. We're doing this in a transition, but it's not a transition into a better Star Trek civilization. It's a transition into a new feudalist state, literally cutting off the energy to make everybody poor and dumbed down. Feudalism 2.0. And so that's what the Great Reset is. That's what Klaus Schwab is. That's what this professor of medieval studies, Harari, is. None of those are his ideas. That's all been said by the Club of Rome. It's all been said by the Bilderberg Group. It's all been said by Limits to Growth. It's all been said by the Population Bomb. It's all been said in eco-science, written in the 70s, by the man that later became Obama's, science czar. And when you read this stuff, if you just sit back and look at it, you go, this is the closest thing to Hitler I've ever seen. This is like Hitler 5.0. This is like Hitler Buck Rogers level with what they're saying. And they're just in this huge revolution against choice and free will and normal technological development and adoption of technology that empowers humanity. Instead, they want adoption of technology, forced adoption, world IDs, global social credit scores, carbon taxes that dominate and monitor every facet of our lives.
I tell you what, can you hang on? We'd love to keep you for one more segment if we can.
As long as you want, Steve. This is awesome.
Okay, we got Alex Jones. The book is The Great Reset and the War for the World. This is a seminal work. Yes, I know Madeline Peltz and our marketing director over at Media Matters are going to melt down. I dare anybody to go through this book and read it and see the references that are cited and the deconstruction he does of some of these major works by major. This is not intellectual slumming. This is a heavy book, and he takes apart and repurposes in there works of some of the top thinkers in the world today. Okay, Alex Jones is our guest here in the War Room. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be back to Austin, Texas, a huge premiere tonight, part of our team's down there. Alex's War premieres tonight, this major documentary, first one I think Alex has ever participated in as an interview. It's made by an independent filmmaker, quite frankly, a stunning filmmaker. It's out on the 29th of July. Alex is finishing up this book, but you can pre-order it. It's one of the Tony Lines of the Skyhorse Press guys, done another amazing job. Short commercial break. We're going to be back with Alex Jones in just a moment. We will fight till the rock on.
The story you're about to see is truth. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
I'm the most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
He's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The thickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's my hair looking?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex.
To the New World Order! With that attack on humanity that I saw early on, that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that, there's no going back. Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works. And everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's when the media just loves off.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They have the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together. USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay, even though that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put him in front of a firing squad and pull the trigger.
I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
Okay, a blockbuster film premieres tonight in Austin, Texas, Alex's War. Alex Jones is interviewed by it, but it's not by him. It's by a fantastic filmmaker. And it's not a, it's not a biography. It's a tough film, but I got to tell you, I think you watch it, you come away with an appreciation that is, I think a lot of people are going to be blown away by this. Also, a major new book comes out basically in mid-August, being finished up by now by Alex, The Great Reset. In the war for the world, it's incredible. It's one of the things we're breaking down with Alex. Alex, one of the things I loved about the book is that, because I said I think he's the first guy besides me that thinks, hey, you've had Kissinger, but then you got Mika Brzezinski's dad, Dr. Brzezinski, who was National Security Advisor after Kissinger, when the Ford administration was defeated by Carter, he came in. But I've said for years he's actually 10x. The intellectual thinker geopolitically and if he had this book, which you cite, that if you read it, it really was the railhead of everything that's kind of happened for them. Tell us about Dr. Brzezinski versus Dr. Henry Kissinger, sir.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mentioned Kissinger because Klaus Schwab directly worked under him, but the real intellectual that got his ideas adopted was Zbigniew Brzezinski, who, of course, helped start the Afghan war and lured the Soviets in. He was quite the mastermind. He wrote the Grand Chessboard, a decade or so ago, admitting his world government plans. But I read, when I was a teenager, because my dad was really into it, when I was a little kid, he said, you ought to read these books when you get old enough. So I read The Technotronic Era and several others, and he was talking about microchips to buy and sell into your skin. He was talking about a technocracy with computers controlling everything you did. He was explaining how governments actually control organized
that
crime.
Book, but Alex, I just want to make sure people understand. That book came out basically in the 70s, correct?
Yes, sir.
1970s, he was laying out exactly where this was headed, correct?
Absolutely, and he is the main thinker. And he gave a speech at the Canadian CFR, again, about a decade ago, where he said that, people can pull the quote up, he said, before we could use propaganda to control people, it was infinitely easier to control a million people with propaganda. Now it's infinitely easier to kill them, and we may just have to get rid of everybody. So Brzezinski, in some of his books, bragged, well, I didn't kill the Cambodians, but I put Pol Pot in to do it. So it's just when you're reading what a real psychopath is saying here. So I guess that's why Mika is so attracted to Scarborough. Psycho Joe, because I guess he's like daddy, but she's looking for daddy again there.
Bleeding out all over. Okay, I want to pivot. I want to get into more. We're going to have Alex back to go through this because the book is the great reason. Now, here's the thing. This is not a beach book. I want you to take it to the beach, but this is not like some spy novel you buy in the airport. This is a serious book. And it's got to be treated seriously. I think actually Tony and the guys ought to put a study guide out with it because it's that important. Alex, tell us about your upcoming travails. They're clearly not – it's beyond trying to shut you up. They can't do that. They've tried that every different way. They're trying to expunge you in any way possible. Walk us through what's happening.
Well, you've been – all right, we're going to come back and start hour number two. We'll finish up with the Steve Bannon interview, or at least part of it. Full thing is on InfoWars.com, and obviously on Steve Bannon's site. And then we're going to get to the Glenn Greenwald interview he did with me last night. This is not on the Internet yet. It's about to go out today, next hour. And then we've got so much more Eddie Bravo and more in studio with Harrison Smith and myself in the third and fourth hour. Hour number two straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.